So how will the EU respond to the US President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs of 25% on all steel and aluminium exports? Well, let's ask Olaf Gill, the European Commission spokesperson for trade and economic security. Mr. Gill, you're very welcome indeed to the programme. 3.7 million tonnes of European steel exported to the US last year. Is the plan to negotiate or retaliate?
So thanks for having me on this morning. Certainly the plan is to negotiate in the first instance. The Commission President Ursula von der Leyen met the American Vice President J.D. Vance in Paris yesterday. The Trade Commissioner Mara Shefcovic will meet his, or will at least speak to his counterparts later this week once they are confirmed. And certainly the intention has been all along to try and engage with the new administration to avoid any lose-lose outcomes and indeed try to find some win-win outcomes. But should that fail, we are certainly prepared to defend our legitimate interests.
And negotiation, would that be around buying more energy, more weapons from the United States?
Well, it remains to be seen. The European Commission has no responsibility over defence issues, so we couldn't buy weapons as such, but we can certainly coordinate among EU member states to try and look at some of those issues. President von der Leyen has mentioned the possibility of buying more American LNG to help us decouple from Russian energy supplies, for example. So that's certainly some of the issues we'll be discussing with them.
Yes, because the EU still buys a lot of LNG from Russia. Would you also talk about toughening the energy sanctions on Russia?
All those issues will be discussed, certainly. There's a wide range of issues that we will be discussing with our new American counterparts. The important thing to keep in mind from our perspective is that the economic and trade relationship between the EU and US is the biggest one for each party. It's worth 1.5 trillion euros per annum. We really want to avoid a scenario where we compromise the strength and the benefits of that relationship.
What's the time frame, though, here? When are you expecting the tariffs to take effect? How long of a negotiation period do you have?
Well, we can't be super prescriptive about timelines because, and we still don't have the full picture. So we have this executive order from President Trump around steel imports, but we are expecting more in the coming days. We don't know exactly what that would be. And indeed, we don't have the full picture on what product groups within the steel tariffs are affected. So until we have the full picture, until we can understand the full economic impact, we won't be looking at prescriptive countermeasures. And as I mentioned before, our first port of call is going to be to try and negotiate directly to avoid some of these outcomes.
Yes. And would you be fairly confident of that, given what has happened just in the last couple of weeks with Canada and Mexico, tariffs avoided through negotiation, through agreement, meeting US demands?
It's not a question of confidence, it's a question of being prepared. We've been preparing for well over a year for all these outcomes we're discussing. We're going to put our best foot forward. We're going to do our best to make a logical case to our American counterparts. We hope that works. If it doesn't work, we're prepared for all outcomes.
Do you have unity within the EU? Because it's a bloc that's divided on defence, economic policy, trade, China. Will you get agreement on how to deal with Trump's tariffs?
Well, differences in opinion among EU member states is nothing new. It should be borne in mind that for precisely this reason, the EU member states decided a number of years ago to give exclusive competence to the European Commission, i.e. to pool their resources to make trade policy an exclusive European competence. That means that the European Commission, on behalf of European member states, including Ireland, and with a mandate from the member states, negotiates on trade issues. It is the case that member states are consulted at all times. It is also the case that should we choose to impose any countermeasures, should that become necessary, that they would vote on this by a qualified majority. So that will be the test. But we certainly think that a majority of member states will recognise the fact that EU unity and cohesiveness is the most effective way to deal with these types of challenges.
You retaliated extensively in 2018 when President Trump imposed tariffs on this very sector again, targeting sectors in the US prominent in states that matter to Donald Trump and his Republican Party. Is that in your back pocket this time around again?
Absolutely. It's a bit like the now manager of Armagh, Kieran McGinney, once said, if you want to play football, we'll play football. If you want to box, we'll box. We're prepared for all outcomes. And we certainly have a list of products that we can consider targeting as and when necessary.
Do you worry that steel and aluminium is the thin end of the wedge, that pharma, which is particularly important in this country, might be next on his list?
As I said, all we can do is prepare as best we can, and we certainly have been doing that to the very best of our ability and working in close collaboration and coordination with our member states. We want to try and avoid the worst of these outcomes.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Olaf Gill, European Commission spokesperson for trade and economic security. It's 7:45.